Dwayne, Johnny Famichon, boxer, passed away today. And another one here on that as well. Please acknowledge Aussie boxing legend Johnny Famichon, passing away this morning, aged 77. One of the GOATs, one of the greatest of all time, Dizza. He was one of the greats. For those who aren't as old as me, he was an Australian sporting icon, a hero when sporting heroes didn't grow on trees. We didn't have a sort of an Aussie winning on the world stage as often. You know, there was a time in the late 60s and 70s where there wasn't wall-to-wall sport on TV. There were no sport channels back then. So it sounds crazy. There was no pay TV. He had Channel 7, Channel 9, Channel 10, and Channel 2. And there was no TV after midnight. He got the test pattern. So a big moment in a big event made the news. That was it. There was no internet. There was no mobile phone to, oh, let me have a look at this bout. How did Johnny Famichon win it? It was a huge story at the time. You got front and back page news if you did something big on the world stage. And Johnny Famichon was front and back page news. It was an amazing time to be alive, to be honest. A summer of cricket back in those days had five tests. Didn't have one dayers or T20s. So you had five tests spread around for the summer. That was your summer of cricket. No 12-month cricket back then. No, so every ball of every test was almost a must-watch. And boxing was big in those days as well. So that's why Johnny Famichon's story was so big. Boxing was massive. There wasn't a boxing event every weekend. There was no UFC back in those days. No boxing channel. So, yes, great that there's that recollection of the great Johnny Famichon on the text as well.